You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need, and today I have the honor of introducing a very special guest to the show, Kathy Nesbitt. She is a health and wellness advocate, and Kathy has been doing this for many, many years, and she was the appointed laughter ambassador in 2017. And so we are looking forward to hearing about Kathy's calling, Composters. This was back in 2002. She brought this on, and now we're gonna laugh. We're gonna hear the benefits of laughing. We're gonna hear what it all means to incorporate laughter yoga, right? So this is a new term. So I'm intrigued to hear more about it. So with no further ado, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Dr. Lou Need, I'm excited to be here. Best morning routine ever.
Yes, we're looking forward to hearing your morning routine as well. But let's talk about how this transition. You take something that is pure joy, laughter, something we don't do enough of, because there are tremendous benefits to just laughing, and that changes your mood. It changes the way you view things. And so, tell us why that.
So it is the 20th anniversary of my worm composting business, indoor composting with worms, Kathy's Crawly Composters. And I started in 2002. I'm in Canada, and our landfill closed in 2002. And although we're a pretty large country up here in Canada, second largest in the world, we couldn't find a place to site a new landfill. Mm. So we started to export our garbage to the United States. Sorry. I didn't decide to do that, by the way. So I had a solution for all the folks that live in condos, townhouses without space to do outdoor composting. Mm-hmm. This is indoor with the worms. Nice. So fun. Who doesn't want worms in the house, right? I know. I've met most of them. It's fine. Oh my gosh. I was going along thinking everyone needs this. And I realized, wow, people don't buy what they need. They buy what they want. And not everybody wants worms in the house.
Yeah.
So 2012, one more person said to me, ew, worms in the house. And I heard it. I wasn't paying attention before that, I guess. I just thought, no, it's important. You need this. Mm-hmm. And I got all in my head and I thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? I was questioning everything. Why do I care so much? Why don't others? Mm-hmm. And then I was introduced to laughter yoga. So laughter yoga saved my worm business and saved my life. I would say that it really helped me to become the person that I am today.
Yeah.
So it was started in 1995 by a medical doctor, Dr. Madan Kateria, and his goal is world peace. Can you imagine? Imagine all of us laughing. So there are clubs, laughter clubs around the world. About 120 countries now have laughter clubs. And it's not about doing yoga and laughing. It's just laughing. Mm. It's laughing for the health of it. Ever heard that laughter is the best medicine?
Hell yeah. I have.
Yeah, right. Everybody has. Mm-hmm. And it's not just an expression. There's scientific proof that laughter is the best medicine. For whatever ails you, add laughter. It's a complementary medicine. It's not like, oh, you know, you don't need to do your cancer treatments. You just laugh. No, that's not what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that if you laugh while you're going through your treatments will be better absorbed into your body.
Yeah.
You'll have a better experience. And they've done research with folks maybe going through chemo. And so they had their control group. Then they had a group that were laughing before, during, and after their sessions. And they had many less side effects. Just the whole thing was a much better experience.
Yeah, I imagine that, because you think of the vessel where the treatment is going to reside, that vessel, you want to prepare it for its optimum. And, you know, if you're frowning and you're sad, you're angry, your anxiety, that's just energy. And it's being transferred, you know. And so it's not, there's no flow per se. If it's clean and laughter and lighthearted, then it's a lot easier to be absorbed. I can totally see that. But for you, it's interesting, Kathy, you found that your worm business was in jeopardy, but instead of giving up, you went back and tried to find a solution to it, that perseverance.
Well, I believe the universe is a magical place. And, you know, things are given to you when you need them, if we trust in the process. And I do, you know, and I was questioning. And then the very next day I was introduced to laughter yoga. When I was questioning everything, like, what am I going to do, universe? I don't know what to do. And then boom, a solution came in. And I didn't even know. I was at a business meeting and the woman, the speaker, did a 5-minute intro to laughter yoga. And I said, wow, what's laughter yoga? That sounds interesting. So I kind of looked into it, and then I got trained as a leader. I loved it so much. I got trained as a teacher. And now, I mean, I've been laughing since 2012. I've really been laughing. I've really, really been serious about my laughter practice since 2020.
Interesting. tell us about the Verimi composting and its benefits. You know, having taken that in the home, I can imagine in Canada, it's cold most of the time of the year. So I see why you would take it indoors and use worms. So tell us about the benefits of Verimi composting.
So Verimi composting is really, it's composting with worms. So it's just a way to manage our food scraps and paper. Again, if you live in a condo, townhouse, or any of those locations, you may not have space for outdoor composting. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the cold, absolutely. For winters, it's a beautiful thing to continue composting. Equally beneficial for hot climates, when it's too hot for the worms, too hot to do vermicomposting outside, there's an optimum temperature range, which is, if we're comfortable, it's room temperature, really. If we're comfortable, the worms are. So I would say 16 to 80 is optimum Fahrenheit, or 16 to 28 Celsius for the international listeners. I'm bilingual. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Two different weather systems, I know. So it's, you know, any container will do. It's creating the right environment. So we'll say a Rubbermaid container. You add in your carbon nitrogen. The carbon is the bedding. So that would be the shredded paper, leaves, straw, cardboard. And the nitrogen is your food scraps. So it's your, you know, all the things that we call garbage, we could put them in this bin. The worms require both. They eat it all. And their poop is the nutrient-rich fertilizer. And I started my business as a waste management tool. I believe worms are going to play an ever-increasing role in waste management, soil production, and therefore food security. It's essential that we learn how. And very shortly after starting my business, I realized people wanted that black gold. They wanted the worm castings, because the castings, the compost, and the roots have the symbiotic relationship. And I do a lot of school workshops. I talk about, if we have a strong immune system, if our body is really strong and we're healthy, somebody may be sick beside us and we either won't get it because our immunity is strong, or we get a lesser version. And so we're able to recover quicker. Mm-hmm. That same with the soil. If we have a beautiful, healthy soil with lots of biodiversity in that soil, there's always pathogens. There's always those pathogens that want to do harm. But if the soil has a strong immune system, the pathogens can't do any harm. They're overrun by the beneficial guys.
Yeah. And so we're talking about how many worms?
Yeah. So it's special worms. They're red wigglers. They're not the ones that you see after a rain. They're earthworms. They're all cousins. Just the composting worms are the spoiled indoor worms. They like the heat. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yeah.
So it's temperature, moisture, airflow are the three key components. Moisture, about 75% humidity. Airflow, you need holes in your bin. And then the temperature is room temperature.
Okay. So your business, you sell the kit, you sell the worms and bring it in people's homes, and then the soil, what happens to it? I want to understand the workflow.
Yeah. So the worms are eating the food scraps, the paper. You're feeding the worms, feeding. After about 3 to 5 months, the worms will convert all that material and it's time to harvest. So you separate your worms and your compost by, if you have just a single kit, you dump it on a plastic sheet, put it in small piles. The worms don't like the light, so they go down, and you're really getting that beautiful black gold. And when you're using that on your plants, if you've got house plants, you can just top dress and then gently work it in around the plants. As mm-hmm. you water, the nutrients will be released and ready for the plants. If you're starting seeds, you can or little seedlings, dig the hole, line the hole with the compost. And then when you put your plant in, the nutrients are right there ready to be taken up by the plant. If the nutrients aren't in the soil, they're not in the plant, right? It's not possible. Mm-hmm. And in North America, we have really done a lot of damage to our soil because we've done a lot of monocropping, corn, wheat, soy. Mm-hmm. Those are the big crops in North America. And if we're just growing one type of crop, acres and acres of corn, say, or wheat, either any of those, we need to apply a lot of chemicals. So what I'm recommending or suggesting is if we can go back to organic growing the way nature intended, we don't need to put anything on the plant. If we look after the soil is the caretaker of the plant.
Yeah, I totally understand that concept of it. No, that's really interesting. And then having to till the land, it brings you back out too. That is therapeutic in itself, right? Gardening and being out in the nature. Tilling the land. What has been the most profound piece of it for you?
Oh my gosh. Well, with the worm business, I would say seeing people, I do a lot of exhibiting, or you did certainly before 2020, and having people come up. So people are interested. They're at the show and they're like, ew, worms. And then when they hear, how beneficial they are and that it doesn't smell and how beautiful this whole process is, and that worms have 5 hearts each. My favorite part is watching people transform, where they go, they're like afraid, they're scared, they're like, ooh, I can't imagine worms in the house. And then they're like, ah, they kind of soften, especially when I say worms have 5 hearts, 800 to 1,000 worms in a pound, 4,000 to 5,000 hearts in a pound of worms. It's a beautiful thing. They're loving creatures. And I think, the students will ask me, why are the worms have so many hearts? And I'll say, years ago, millions of years ago, when they were handing out parts, they had all this mountain of hearts left over. And they said, what are we going to do with all those hearts? So they said, thanks for laughing. The worms are going to be needed later on. And people are going to be afraid of worms. So why don't we give all that extra love to the worms? And then people can love them. Yeah. I think, words have energy. Yeah. Words have, they have a frequency. And love and heart is one of those high vibration energy words. So when I say that worms have 5 hearts, people literally melt. Like they soft. They're like, oh, they're not ready yet to have the worms in the house, but at least they can be open to hear the message.
Yeah. And so for your business, you learned that you had a great idea. You found out, you brought it to market. Wasn't as expected. How was that for you as a business owner?
Yeah, well, I wasn't a business owner before starting my business. I was an employee 20 years. I was a secretary for 20 years. But I think, you're an entrepreneur when you get bored easy. You need a lot of variety. And that's what happened in the office. I was a great secretary. I was a great office worker.
Yeah.
But I changed jobs every year because I got bored. And okay, I mastered that, whatever it was that we were selling or making. And then I would move on to the next place. So when the landfill closed, I really saw an opportunity. Like, wow, here's what happened when our landfill closed. We were exporting 1,000 trucks, garbage trucks full of garbage a week, mm-hmm. 4,000 trucks a month to the US. It just is mind blowing when I think about who thought that was a great idea. Yeah. Not the people. This was not the people of the Canada or the States. It was the government saying, we need a solution. Michigan is the trash capital for the US. So it's like, oh, well, we could just take Canada's trash too. It's like, no, there's no out there. What I want people to really understand is when we say, you know, we need to look after the environment, and people talk about the environment. The environment is us. Where we are is the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no second planet. There's no plan B. We need to look after this. So that, take care of it. That we were shipping our garbage out of the country. It's like, oh, good. It's not our problem anymore. Yes, it is. First of all, it costs a lot of money for the privilege to export our garbage. A lot mm-hmm. of money. So our tax dollars hard at work, there it goes to the U.S. That's not cool.
Yeah. Tell us about let's talk about your morning routine, some of the habits you had to do, because, you know, the ups and downs with entrepreneurship, and you've definitely experienced some early on. How has your morning routine just kind of grounded you? Pun intended.
Oh, starting your day with a beautiful routine is, for me, it's magic. So I get up between 6 and 6:30. When it's still dark and it's quiet, and I just love that peaceful time. I do a gentle, first of all, a glass of water. First thing, mm-hmm. a big giant glass of water, like flushing the toilet. It's flushing your system that's been sitting there all night. Mm-hmm. That somebody suggested that to me, I think in 2004, and I've been doing that. Like, it's just a beautiful start. Mm-hmm. And then I do a wonderful 5 to 7 minute stretching, gentle breathing routine. It's Eden Energy. If you're familiar with Donna Eden, if you're not, you should check her out. Very cool. So I do that gentle routine. Then I go in, I put a beautiful message on my Facebook, see if anybody's written me or sent me any money. Yes, I hope so. and then I do, it's about a 7 minute Qigong routine, which again, it's just more getting into my body. I'll do a wonderful, very short, maybe 5 to 7 minute meditation to mm-hmm. get my chakras all aligned. You know, sometimes I'll do a guided meditation, or sometimes just letting my thoughts come and go.
Yeah.
That's my start to my morning. And it's precious to me. And if I miss it for whatever reason, if I happen to sleep in or something happens, it does throw off my day.
Yeah.
So I really feel like having that morning routine just sets me up for calm and peace. I think it sets my day in a nice even keel, so I can just jump out. And actually, before I get out of bed, and when I wake up, I haven't opened my eyes yet, I take 3 beautiful, long, deep breaths, put a smile on my face, because as soon as you smile, you send a note to your brain, I must be happy. So mm-hmm. again, before even putting my feet on the ground, the love drugs are careening through my body. And I think of at least 3 things that I'm grateful for just while I'm lying in bed.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. It does set the tone for the rest of the day. And if you don't do it, the day gets away from you. It gets harder to stay focused. It gets harder to catch up. And a lot of people have said that it really, really is imperative to be consistent and starting the day the right way. It's for you. You do it for you so you can take care of everyone else and take care of your business and family. So thank you for sharing. It's the non-negotiables. I like the glass of water. It's free. It's easy. It's really like cleansing and flushing your system, for sure. Of build up toxins from the night before, the day before. So that's precious. Just a glass of water.
Right. And they say to have whatever 8 to 10 glasses, whatever the thing is. So I have one giant glass when I wake up, and one giant glass before I go to bed. There's 2 of my glasses like knocked off mm-hmm. already.
Yeah.
And then I can slip in the others during the day.
That's amazing. Kathy, tell us, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
Oh, yes. My worm website is kathyscomposters.com. My laughter page is kathysclub.com. And I have a free offering. It might be early for California, although I do have some people from California come because they're early birds. Mm-hmm. I have a free laughter club every Tuesday on Zoom, 30 minutes, super fun self-care, 9:30 a.m. Eastern. And I incorporate tapping, brain gym, and other healing modalities. My goal is to help people get out of stress and into joy. And I started my club online in June of 2020. Yeah. And we've been going ever since then. I mean, because I needed it. I'm an extrovert. And I was really, I didn't know what was happening like everybody. And so I said, I'm just going to start my club because I need to laugh. And now I get people from around the world. It's Tuesday. So I love having recording chats on Tuesday mornings, because I'm all like wired from my laughter club.
That's awesome.
I had 29 people today, again, from around the world. And it's just a you know, just so people know, you do have to register because I don't want any Zoom bombers coming into my room. But I don't do anything with the emails. I may send you a note saying, thanks for registering, but I don't, you know, you don't go in a funnel. This is my offering to the world. I just want people to feel good.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. Yes, I will take you up on that offer. It's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
My pleasure.
All right, morning enthusiasts. That's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.